Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
Persecution is not without its perils. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, Paul shares his concern for these new converts. He had been upfront with them from the beginning. He told them not to expect ease and leisure when they embraced Jesus. The Christian life is not a bed of roses. It involves new affections, but it also involves new afflictions. It's important when we witness to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. If all we promise people is peace and power, we're telling only half the story. God also promises us persecution in this life. Paul sent Timothy to Thessalonica to strengthen and encourage the saints. Nothing fortifies our faith as we walk through the fire more than having a friend walk with us. When false doctrine was the problem, Paul sent a letter, but when persecution was the problem, he sent a leader. Paul himself hopes to come to Thessalonica. He wants to perfect their faith. In other words, shore up their weaknesses. When we lead a person to the Lord, our job is not over. Saving faith is a beginning faith. A strong faith has many components that must be acquired over time. Patience, knowledge, and virtue all must be added. It's our job to stick with the convert and build up his faith.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. Or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.